Once again, third time is the charm. Good morning, once again, audio boom. Still Friday, February 12th. It's about 10 minutes later. It's 5:15 in the morning. There's some sort of irony in that with the whole 10-minute recording process. But I know I didn't go 10 minutes the last one. I didn't even go 10 minutes on the previous one. But it means I type pretty quick for a blind guy. Okay, so we are doing now February day number 10. And the prompt for today was if somebody handed you an envelope and inside the envelope had the information with your exact day and time of death, would you open up that envelope? And I would probably bet that the majority of people would say no to this. And my thoughts on it are, I just think it changes the whole life dynamic. Because, you know, if you told me, I don't know, that I am going to die, I don't know, 34 years from now when I'm 81 years old. It may not change things immediately, but all of a sudden you would start sitting there and I think you would try to do things for doing things' sake. Because now you have this, it's almost like a baking timer, you know, an oven timer or some sort of timer, you know, it's just ticking away and you know it and you're just focusing on it and trying to, you know, do everything in life you possibly can, which sort of is not a bad thing kind of per se, but it is everything you will focus on. And I think, like, oh God, you know, when you get really, really close, you know, anxiety will just kick in. And, you know, I think as people get older, they think about their mortality, you know, and, you know, they're not fools. You know, I occasionally think about it now, and I'm 47 years old. I'll be 48 in May. And by no means, do I have any health issues? No, I don't take any pills. I don't have any cardiac issues. I don't have any other than my, you know, lack of eyesight, which could be a health issue. I could, you know, stop recording this boo now, go out and get the paper and get hit by a car, you know, and whatever. But, but in all seriousness, you know, nothing's guaranteed. I really could stop recording this boo and go up the steps and, you know, just drop dead. I mean, you know, it's all possible. But, you know, when you're my age, you don't think about it. You know, I still think of myself as invincible. You know, I think I'm going to try to have that attitude a long, long, long time. But, you know, as you get older, you know, there is a reality piece there, and you certainly think about your mortality. I don't think you focus on it and you kind of dwell on it, unless you're possibly confronted with some sort of health issue like cancer, and it puts it in your face, but, you know, barring that, you know, I don't think you dwell on it a lot. And, you know, having that clock ticking, you know, 34 years, 33 years, 32 years, 20, you know, once you get into 20s, then you get into 10s, then you get into single digits, you'll know that you're less than 10 years on this earth, and it'll be dwelling on it all the time. And as you get closer and closer, I think anxiety will increase and increase and increase. It's just, it won't be a happy life. And I am, you know, I talk about it all the time when people ask me about why I'm such a positive person and why I don't let, you know, this, the whole blind thing, get me down. And it's not to say that I don't have my moments, because I certainly do. But, you know, my attitude is that we only do have a finite time, amount of time here. And, you know, if I sit here and dwell on all the negative stuff, I'm going to miss the boat, going to miss enjoying life. And it's so not worth it. So not worth it. I've had some absolutely amazing experiences since I've lost my sight or been not able to see a particular thing. And that's okay, because they've been awesome experiences. I've met great people or done awesome things, been to awesome places. And, you know, and it's despite the fact that I can't see. So that's my attitude. And I think if I opened up that letter and knew that stuff, I don't know. I think that would exacerbate. I think that would just put me into a royal depression. And I don't know if it would be easy to get out given, you know, dealing with blindness. You know, now I'd be dealing with blindness and I'd have on the monkey on my back of knowing exactly when I would be dying. And I'll pass on that one. Anyway, folks, everyone have a great weekend. We will be back here for day 11 on Monday. It's going to be interesting because I'm going to be on vacation next week, so I'll have to do these from the road, from D.C. We're heading down to D.C. for a few days, so I think that's the plan, at least tentatively, unless there's some crazy snow that prevents us from doing that. But anyway, folks, hope everyone has a great weekend, and we'll talk on you Monday.